Hey everyone, this is Dave Caden. You're listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on RotoViz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Colin Kelly, who all of you know from the RotoViz Radio Network. How's it going, man?
It's going good. Dave. I've been hosting along half of the shows along with you this season, so nice to have the roles reversed. Maybe a little bit more uncomfortable for myself, but it's always good to put yourself out of your comfort zone.
Yes, that's right. You are on the other end of the spectrum right now. You are the interviewee. So obviously, you've been super busy this season, just doing so much stuff behind the scenes, doing so many things on air. But why don't you just quickly overview for the listeners what RotoViz Radio is, what the podcast network is all about, and, how it interplays with the site.
Yeah, so obviously, if you're listening to the show, you found some stuff on RotoViz Radio. Maybe you found it through the RotoViz website itself. We have all the podcasts posted up there as they come out live. But RotoViz Radio is pretty much the kind of the podcast arm, or the audio arm, I like to call it, off the website. So RotoViz.com obviously is all written content, and then of course with RotoViz Radio, it gives. A lot of our writers are the hosts of those shows, and it gives, a little bit more information, lets them to talk about it, dive a little bit deeper into some of the stuff they write. And a lot of people out there do like to just go with the written content, but some people then find it easier to learn by listening. Some people find it easier to learn by maybe if it's graphs and articles. So there's lots of ways to learn. And of course, what we're trying to do on a weekly basis is learn what to do with our fantasy football team. So I think with RotoViz Radio, it gives you that audio content. And of course, if you're listening while you're commuting, if you're listening while you're doing some work around the house, it's very, very easy to do that while you're on the move, where on the other hand, obviously with the written content, that is not possible. So what we do at RotoViz Radio is try and have the best content that we can provide for the listeners on a daily basis, and I hope throughout the 2017 season we have been able to do that. There's just so many tremendous shows up on the network, but like you mentioned, I'm glad to be a part of the team there, and with Matt Freeman as well, we try and get it all to run as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, the content has been awesome this year. Just the overall abundance of shows that we have right now, I've been really impressed with. I've been listening and reading to RotoViz back from the very beginning, and we just have so much good content now. It's just been continually improving. And in order for us to be able to provide that, obviously, we are doing a lot behind the scenes. And now, you're one of the main people leading that charge. We're getting emails from you all the time talking about different things, asking us to update those schedules, get the quality as good as we can have it. So what does your role entail? Kind of break down for us, the full range of your responsibilities.
Yeah, so you said that you're getting emails. There's probably a lot of the list or the podcast hosts as well thinking, oh, not another email from Colin. But I try and keep them as limited as possible. I try not to send out too many. But we kind of just try and, from a weekly basis, try and keep everything going nice and smoothly. And as I mentioned in the last answer, it has been going smoothly this season. And you mentioned the schedule document. Obviously, we have to know when the shows are coming out, who the guests are, so we don't have multiple shows in the one week with the same guest, although it did happen a couple of times this year. It is something that sometimes is inevitable, but you try and just keep everything on track, make sure the shows are going in their routine, they're going to be coming out at the certain days of the week, because although we have a lot of shows on the network, there are certain shows that certain people might like to listen to a little bit more. Maybe you're just a pure hardcore DFS player and you want to check out on the daily. Well, you want to make sure that it's coming out on the rotation on the Wednesday or the Thursday of each week so that people can check in and get it. Same with like the Dynasty Tradecast. If you're a hardcore Dynasty player, it's coming out earlier in the week and you can check into that. So people have their routines and they like to check out certain shows. Hopefully our listeners listen to all the shows because there is great information in them all. But so you go with the schedule behind the scenes. You're trying to organize sponsors, things like that. I work in constant contact with Matt Freeman to make sure we're all heading in the right direction. There's a lot of people that are maybe at the moment just on the fringes of being podcast hosts that are trying to get a little bit more prevalent work on the network. And of course, we just that's just what we got to do. We got to keep the people wanting to do the best they can. Of course, the more people that come in, the more competition there is. And of course, that just makes the shows even better yet again. So that's what we try and do. So my role is really and truly is to keep it running smoothly. And then, of course, I have my own shows as well that go on apart from that. But the main key is to just try and have things run smooth, try and work with Matt to make sure that happens. And then, of course, just little tinkering bits like trying to keep saying to the host, let's try and keep making things better. But that is the key at the end of the day. We're always trying to get better.
Yeah, definitely. And as you mentioned, you have a number of hosting duties yourself. So obviously you liked the podcast. You've got the highlight reel. You've got the RV fantasy beat. And of course, your OTI podcast. So what is it that you like so much about podcasting? You know, what makes you want to be so involved in the process?
Well, for any of the listeners that have listened to my shows or have listened so far to this show and have thought maybe this guy has a little bit of a strange voice, it doesn't just sound purely American. That's because I'm on the other side of the Atlantic over here in Ireland. And my when I fell in love with the NFL in general, it was down to watching it. But what really got me into the NFL was podcasts, because over here at the time, obviously this is, you know, 10, 15 years ago, there wasn't as much NFL content on our TVs, but it has grown. And thankfully, the sports packages here have got better and better over time. There is more publicity, but it still is nowhere anywhere near what it is like stateside. It's probably something comparable to how the English Premier League coverage is over there at the moment, probably vice versa, in the same kind of balance. So I got into podcasts and I started listening to podcasts. And with that was my way of getting more and more information, because I couldn't get it in any other kind of way over here. So I could download it on demand, listen to it, help me learn about the game, learn more, find out more things. So pretty much when podcasts were starting to come around, it was the time I started listening or watching American football, and it all just kind of fitted together very well. I like to go to the gym a lot, and I listen to podcasts in the gym and things like that. So it just all came together. And of course, a few years later, there was an opportunity to start doing a little bit of podcasting myself, and I went and did it. Little did I know that 4 years later, that it just would become such a huge, huge part of my life. So at the minute, I'm averaging 3 podcasts a week. And of course, pulling back the curtain here a little bit for the listeners, this show will be going out a week after we record. And of course, I'm recording a show with you as well. So we're doing a back-to-back recording tonight, 2 podcasts back-to-back. I recorded the other episode of the highlight reel, which will, and when you're listening to this, have come out last week with Anthony Amico. Recorded that there last night, which was Monday night. I'm recording 2 podcasts this Thursday night. So it's just, you know, kind of all fading into each other as we, because of the Christmas holidays, I've had to really ramp them all in together. So I do love podcasting. It's a lot of fun. I've met so many wonderful people in the fantasy football community, in particular through it. And I just, you know, I can't get over how big of a part and how big of my week it has become. But podcasting, if there's people out there listening and they haven't tried it, you know, they have something they're passionate about, they like talking about it, I would highly recommend it to anybody to give it a go. Sometimes, you know, whether you do it just as a hobby, which I started out as, and it can grow into something more, it's just, it's all about like talking about what you enjoy. And of course, then if you enjoy it, it's going to make it a lot more fun.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. One of the best parts of the whole process, I think, has just been meeting everybody and getting to just have great conversations with people. You know, right now, you and I are miles and miles and miles away, different countries, but, you know, we have that one thing that brings us together. And, you know, we've been going back and forth working on some things, and, you know, we can just keep talking about it. And it's just great to get to know people that way. And as you said, you know, we have so much content coming out, and it's more than just the podcast. You know, if you really want to immerse yourself, like Colm and I do in this stuff, make sure that you go and you check out the site. You know, we're already starting to get ready for next season for those of you that are out of the playoffs. You know, the coverage never ends. So head over to rotoviz.com/podcast. Get 30% off of a subscription for all of our NFL content. That's all the apps, the articles every week. And we just have you covered for everything that you need. So be sure to get that 30% discount for an NFL pass at rotoviz.com/podcast. Keeping in mind that, you know, you have your hands to some degree in all of the shows that we have on the network, what do you think are some that should be getting more attention than they are?
Yeah, this is one of the questions I've tried to ask. You know, I had Nick Giffen on, and I had Sean Siegel on, who are co-owners of the site, and I had them on, and I kind of said, what is on the site that hasn't been published, or hasn't been, you know, people mightn't be getting their eyes on that they should be getting their eyes on. So this is one I was interested to answer. And of course, the answer to that is all of them. All of the podcasts are what you need to be listening to. But in all seriousness, the team has done a tremendous job here in 2017. I've been really proud to be part of it. But Sean Siegel is now the co-host co-host with Pat Corain on the flagship show, that is Rotoviz Radio. The highlight reel that we're doing now at the moment has been a lot of fun this season for myself personally, and I know working along with you, as I've mentioned, you know, organizing it behind the scenes has been a lot of fun. So the highlight reel is something that this is the first season of it. I think it's been a lot of fun to listen, and I think even for the Rotoviz writers and staff, that, you know, we know each other, but to hear a little bit more about the process that we can't really talk about when we're doing articles, and you don't really talk about it when you're on other podcasts, it's an interesting little background into the writers themselves. The On the Daily podcast that I mentioned earlier, the DFS section, you know, how we get on that there with Heath Kruger and Nick Giffen is just tremendous. If you play DFS, I think it's a must listen each and every week. Coming out midweek is a perfect time to start your process, and at Heath Kruger on the highlight reel last week. So it's just another great one, and I really enjoy Jeremy Hart on the Mailbag podcast. It's just it's awesome. The questions are always fun, and it's always just, you know, you get football information, but you get a little bit of lighthearted, and you get Jeremy's personality coming through. So it's a fantastic one, and I think Kyle Dvorak this season has done a tremendous job. We mentioned the highlight read in his first season. We'd done the Rotoviz weekly recap show, and he you know, came on board. He was doing that there, and I think he's done a great job of marrying those weekly clips from different shows, 5 to 6 minute segments, and then talking in between and giving his thoughts on certain aspects of it. I think he's done a really nice job, because it isn't, when I was trying to describe to him, when Matt was explaining to me what we thought that show would be, it was very, very hard to really explain what we were looking for, and I think Kyle has done a fantastic job there. This will be the last week of the recap show, obviously, because there'll be less shows now coming up in the next couple of weeks, but I think it's just been a cool project to see how Kyle has done that. So I think that's a great lesson on a weekly basis as well. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's one of those too. If you're having trouble making time to fit in all of this awesome content, but you want to make sure you know that you're not missing out on the highlights, I would definitely recommend that you check it out. I've always found that good too. You know, if maybe you missed the past week, you had a lot going on and you feel like you're kind of out of the loop, even if it's a week or two down the road, you can go back and kind of catch up that way and make sure you didn't miss anything. So what does a week look like at RV Radio? I mean, obviously, you've kind of given us some of the behind-the-curtain idea of what you're doing, but kind of take us through a week and how it flows.
Yeah, so it's a fluid process. It kind of, you know, everything usually, I think, has run smoothly this season. Like, kind of from Monday to Friday, it's just all interlinked, you know, between my own shows. You know, I'm going to answer this mention of my own shows and, of course, what's done with the RV Radio in total. But, you know, I set up kind of 2 to 3 weeks in advance. I try to set up my own shows with the guests that are going to be on. So that there's kind of already taken care of. But, you know, you want to be making sure those guys are still on board to be in it. So you're messaging them, just make sure they're in. Then once they're in, you start to work on the layouts. Of course, if you know that somebody's going to be doing your show on a Tuesday, maybe you don't want to start the layout onto the Monday because, of course, of the games and how things can change in such a short space of time. So the content then changes. So you do the research then for the shows. You make sure that you have the team has all their shows scheduled, the guests are scheduled, working with Matt Freeman, as I mentioned, to make sure everything continues to run smoothly behind the scenes. I work as well with the Twitter team. We've had a nice solid run on social media this year where we're getting, basically, when the show goes up on the website, then it is contacted to me. So say if you put up this highlight reel, you tweet me, say the highlight reel is up, then I contact between myself and the guys that are on the Twitter. We get the Twitter up to say that this show is now online and click the link to find it out. So it's just about promoting it from that aspect. Then we're working on the future plans of the channel, you know, how to grow it. Myself and yourself actually had a video call this past Sunday. We're doing a test for some video podcast work. So it was a lot of fun trying to work out what software to use and so on. So it's a lot of fun, some of the stuff behind the scenes. And some stuff never comes to anything. Some stuff then comes to what you might see as a major part of our process for next season. So that there was also fun because we had a guest appearance from your dog in the background as well, but yes. It was a good one to do. And also I do the weekly email blast, which I mentioned Kyle Dvorak, he does help me out in that process as well. So we kind of start that on a Monday. Me and Kyle go back and forth, what should the theme of the email be? And of course, if you're subscribed to the Rotoviz mailing list or you're a member, those emails go directly out to you, and on a Friday comes out with all the highlights that we have up, kind of spotlighting some of the work on Rotoviz Radio. So he's been a great help with that. And then pretty much that's Monday to Friday, then you're making sure all the retweets and all the stuff get done for Saturday and Sunday. And of course, then you're trying to get it just all starting over again. So we're running very smoothly. But we're through 15 weeks of the season. We haven't had too many hiccups. So, you know, I have to thank all the guys behind the scenes like yourself, all the other podcast hosts, all the assistants, just for helping everything run smoothly over the year.
I know, it's crazy that week 15 has come and passed already.
Insane.
It's absolutely insane. You know, it's hard to believe that we've made it this far already. And as you said, I had a lot of fun actually this weekend just doing some of that behind the scenes stuff with you, working on our options. Yep. You got to meet my dog, which was nice. And I actually just finished putting that all together, and it was a great episode. I'm actually disappointed that the world is not going to get to see it, but maybe we can recreate the magic sometime.
Who knows? Maybe one day down the line, it'll come out of the vault.
Yeah, the RotoViz archives.
Yeah.
But, there is 1 week left for most people right now in their fantasy playoffs. Maybe some leagues go to week 17. People, we are running out of time for you to get your DFS in for the year. I'm going to be aggressively participating in drafts on the draft app right now. We've talked about this all season. So unfortunately for me, I had Antonio Brown in some of my lineups, but draft had me covered because they will make a substitution for you for the injured players that you may have, which is one of the things that makes it awesome. And it's kind of an unparalleled experience. And again, as we've talked about this episode, we are busy people. We don't have a whole lot of time. So for me, it's been hard to really pin down those budget considerations you'd have in other contests. And I just have a lot of fun doing the snake drafts. So, get in your last action. If you use the promo code RVRadio, you can get a free entry when you make your first deposit. Just use the promo code RVRadio, search draft in the app store, or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code RVRadio. So we've heard a lot about you on the RotoViz radio side of things, but obviously you're doing research yourself in your own way. You're an analyst bringing your, your unique takes to the shows that you do. And I know that you do a lot of research using the RotoViz app. So what are some of your favorites and how do you incorporate them each week?
Yeah, just, for anyone that doesn't use them, if you listen to the shows, I usually talk about them. The one I usually talk about is the GLSP or the Gillespie app. I find it to be just so, so helpful on a week-to-week basis, because you might have a player that you think, oh, this guy's going to crush this week, or this guy's going to be terrible this week. And then if you go and slot it into the GLSP, it'll give you a kind of a low, median, and high projection of what that player's range of outcomes is. And, sometimes what you think and what a computer or the data will tell you is two completely different things. So it helps you to not just go down a narrative that you're trying to kind of build into it and, have an evaluation of that player. It also makes you think, maybe I'm wrong on this and I need to look a little bit deeper into it. And a number of times I'd be too high on a player, too low on a player, and that helps you just balance it all out as you work through it at the start of the week. So the GLSP app is just fantastic. There is one obviously for the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end position. You can just go to whichever one you want, then select the player, and it gives you that range of outcomes. And it just is so, so close. And it's so close to being right on a weekly basis. There's, and as well with the, sometimes it'll be a low, a medium, and a high. It'll be very, very close. It might just go from a range of 4 points in PPR all the way to, say, 10 points. But you might have somewhere where the low and the floor is, 4 points, and then the high could be 24, 25. So you need to just get a little bit of a balance, and it depends on your matchups on a week-to-week basis. If you're playing in season-long leagues, maybe you think, I can beat this guy just by having all my players finish at a pretty average to standard level because my players are better than his. And, sometimes then you might be going up against, not at this stage of the season, but Odell Beckham early in the season. You might have been going up against Le'Veon Bell in the same lineup, maybe in a dynasty league, and you need to really hit those ceiling scores, and maybe you go for those players with the higher upside with the chance to fail with the low floor. So it's just all about working that into your range of outcomes of your fantasy football league. And of course, that's where it comes down to knowing your league, knowing your scoring systems. And I'm in a lot of different leagues and a lot of different scoring systems, so it can be hard to keep on top of all of that there. But the other one I do love is Air Yards. And of course, Josh Hermsmeyer does a fantastic job with that. And I like to go into it because it gives you all the different stuff with the depth of target, the air yards the player receives, the targets they've been receiving. And it gives you a good breakdown, and you can compare up to three players and get all the different information on there. And you can get it in graph format as well. So it just gives so, so, so many different ways. And I think they're my favorite. I work them together, but as you've heard on this series when we've done the highlight reel, everyone kind of uses different ones. And I know a lot of people love the screener, the RotoViz screener, but everyone has their own favorites. But I like to dive into the ones that I don't use all the time, just to make sure the more information you get, the more on track you're going to be as that week comes ahead. The other thing I did really enjoy this season when we were doing the RV32 series was when we were previewing the season on RotoViz Radio. I liked using the NC or the projections app, which, you know, in the off season is fantastic. It works all the way up to the end of the preseason, and you can kind of tinker with it, whether you think a team's going to be more pass heavy or run heavy, yep, or how you think your players are going to do. So you can edit them to make it work to your benefit. So I'm looking forward to seeing that there coming back in this off season, because a lot of times when you're looking in the off season, you might say, yeah, Antonio Brown's going to be the top receiver on his team, and you might think he's going to get a huge target share. But of course, then that means Ben Roethlisberger is going to have to throw those yards, and the pass attempts have to be there. And of course, when you use the offseason projections, it'll tell you if you're giving Antonio Brown that target share and those pass attempts from Ben Roethlisberger, that leaves X amount of passing attempts for the other 2, 3, 4 receivers on the team. So it's a great breakdown from that perspective.
Definitely. You know, we take that top-down approach, and a lot of effort was put into making sure that the way that you're building those sets of projections with that app is being done in a way where everything gets allocated out the way that it would, and it all rolls up to this team level projection that would make sense. So I'm with you there. You know, there's just so many great things offered on the site. And I think, you know, since I've started using them, I've made so many strides just as a fantasy player. And then obviously the analysis that's coming out on all of the smart people that we have on the team has just made a huge difference. So if someone's interested in joining this team and they want to do so on the RotoViz Radio side, you know, what can they do to help out, to pitch in, to get involved?
Yeah, we have a number of guys on at the moment that, you know, have started off as just assistants on the channel, and then they've moved their way in now to being podcasting the show. And last year we had the RV32 series, which that was when I became on board with the RV or with the RotoViz Radio side of things. And there's been just a lot of guys who were involved in that. I mentioned Kyle Dvorak, Blair Andrews was involved, Hassan Rahim, who has had some guest appearances on the shows, has been involved in there. They're all kind of working their way up the ladder there. And I think if anyone is interested, what we do is we do have series of different things throughout the off season, throughout the preseason as well. And if you're interested in getting involved, shoot us over an email at rotovizradio@gmail.com. Then I can look at them all personally, and I'll get back to you either way. And of course, we just, you know, I always say, if you're interested and you think that you have enough information, enough knowledge, and you have a voice for it, and you enjoy, you know, spending your time talking about fantasy football, there's no harm in reaching out to us there at the rotovizradio@gmail.com email, and you know, hopefully we can do something down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've really enjoyed it, and I think if anybody else is interested in you know, getting started in the podcasting, you know, give us a holler, see if it works out. And you know, if you want to do something else before, you know, you and I were just talking about this, how fun, you know, podcasting is. So, you know, even if you wanted to start off kind of doing something for yourself, I'd recommend it, because it definitely is, you know, a real fun hobby to have. So as we look forward, you know, what do we have coming up on RV Radio as we're moving out of the 2017 season, looking forward to 2018 now?
Yeah, so the next couple of weeks we're gonna still have the regular rotation going through week 17. Then it'll all start to kind of taper off a little bit. We'll have the RotoViz Radio, the flagship show, heading on throughout the off season. The Dynasty Tradecast will be running throughout the off season, because of course that is the Dynasty time. There is no off season in Dynasty. You need the Dynasty Tradecast going throughout the off season, and we'll have the Mailbag running as well as the Numbers game. So they'll run pretty much the majority of the off season all the way through. They kind of go 365 days a year. So then on the other side, we're going to have an NFL recap series coming up shortly after week 17. We're going to go division by division. We're going to have 8 shows, and we're going to be breaking down some of those, you know, what we think, how the season went, where they went wrong, what players were better than we thought in fantasy, what players weren't as good, where we think those players are going to be next season. Maybe there's some of them have, you know, off season things like their contract situation, that, how we think it's going to go, maybe players that you can try and acquire in Dynasty Leagues or try and move on in Dynasty Leagues based on how we think that situation is going to go. So basically a complete breakdown of each division, and again, it'll be like a 30 to 40 minute show. It'll feature two hosts off RotoViz Radio pretty much breaking down the team on each of those. Then of course we're going to do a little bit of a draft preview series that'll be running from just before the combine all the way through the NFL draft. We'll be talking about all the prospects, and we have a great college football show each and every week, and we're going to be using the guys over there, and Jordan Hoover's going to be involved, and we have some analysts that are going to come on as well and talk about the NFL draft and the prospects. And so you can dive into those prospects. It ties in perfectly, of course, with any dynasty players out there who will be looking at these prospects. picks, and even if you don't play Dynasty and you're just interested in maybe your favorite college player, how they're going to project to the NFL, or just, you know, obviously you're going to be trying to draft these players come next August or September anyway. You might be trying to get an up on maybe. Sometimes I find that when it comes to this time of the year, maybe a week or two before the draft, people are talking about the prospect, then they have the combine. We've seen it this past year with Dalvin Cook, where he dropped down draft boards then based on the combine performance. Sometimes then you might think, well, this player, in my opinion, is still better than people are projecting him to do in the NFL. And sometimes that's where you find great values come your draft season. The other one is we're going to have a best ball series as we run up to best ball season, which will start off in February. So we'll have a few analysts on to talk best ball and different strategies and how to incorporate that. And it's always a good fun talking about that early. And the kind of early in the year, as we get in, we just don't get enough fantasy football for the rest of the year. We have to start off with our best ball talk. So we try and keep it going. We're going to have a few different ways. And then, of course, when we get back to the preseason, we'll have the RV32 series again, covering all 32 teams with the beat reporters. So there's a lot of stuff. Although I mentioned the stuff will be tapering down, there is kind of going to be a little bit of content rolling out on a weekly basis with the recap series for the season, the draft preview, and the best ball series. So we'll have all that going. So pretty much we're going to have a nice flow of content coming there for the listeners, because although after the season's over and we're into the off season, I know people still want to get their fantasy football talk and get ahead of their teammates and league mates for next season. So you can never start too early. So keep listening aboard RV Radio.
Absolutely. I mean, fantasy football definitely becomes an addiction, but the good thing is we can give you your fix the whole year through. So, hey, man, it's been awesome talking with you, having you on, getting to do an episode of this together. So thanks for coming on.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thank you.
That's going to do it for today's edition of the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft. I'm Dave Cabin. Find me on Twitter at DaveCabinFF. My guest was RotoViz Radio Assistant Executive Producer Colin Kelly. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Contact us via email, rotovizradio@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz at a 30% discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.